The Inside Story with Marty Griffin. Weekdays 9 to noon. Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News. Right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
7:42, KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. The firing of Penn State President Graham Spanier and head football coach Joe Paterno has folks fired up this morning. We have heard from quite a few people who felt that Paterno should have been allowed to coach out the season.
And one call has made people more angry than this comment earlier by Esther.
Yes, it's a shame that the kids were injured.
Injured.
Why didn't they come? Why didn't the kids come?
The kid's 10. You can't blame anything on the children. The child was 10.
Blame the children, but they should have also come forward, too.
He's 10.
It's also partly their fault.
Now, since that comment, the phones literally have been coming off the wall.
Joanne, you're on KDK.
Yes, I just wanted to say that lady that just called in was so stupid, and I agree with them firing the coach right now. All you have to do is go online and read the report, and it'll make you sick. I just read it last night, and I'm telling you, what he did to those kids is just unthinkable. If I think he would do that to one of my grandchildren, I would just die. Thank you.
We are joined by an expert in these matters. Joan Mills is the program manager of A Child's Place at Mercy. Joan, good morning.
Good morning.
You deal with child abuse cases every single day. Was the university appropriate in firing Spanier and Paterno?
I don't have a strong opinion about firing them. I think firing them and leaving a coach on the field who saw the rape happen and didn't call the police or didn't step in and stop it is a little backwards to me. He's still going to be on the field Saturday, and he witnessed the rape. Most decent people I know would have intervened.
A lot of people have a problem with that, Joan. Let's talk about Jerry Sandusky.
Okay.
What is the profile of a predator like this, a child rapist who allegedly has done this over a period of many years?
Well, you used a good word when you said predator. They are very predatory. They seek this kind of a pedophile, and he seems to be a classic kind of a pedophile, knows what kind of victim he wants, and this guy seems to have an age group and a gender-specific group of victim he wants. And, excuse me, he didn't have to do what some predators do, seek them through the Internet. He had a farm, so to speak, of them. He started a nonprofit. They were streaming in from all over the state, and he could go pick one he liked. Just pluck them out.
Do these people have any remorse?
No.
Now, you've talked to many of them.
No, we don't talk to the perpetrators. We deal with their victims, and we know how they're groomed. We know what happens to them. It's the same pattern: gift buying, secrets from the parents, power and control, a lifestyle the kids aren't used to. They're vulnerable. Whether they're their Boy Scout leader, and we've had more coaches than ever before, and I'm sure you've seen that in the news you cover. But they're people these kids admire and respect.
Joan, you mentioned from across the state. I mean, I think most people thinking, okay, this is upstate college, this is middle of the state. It really isn't a Pittsburgh issue.
Well, they recruited kids from everywhere, including southwestern PA and including Allegheny County. So there very well could be young men in their early 20s, teens, that went to Second Mile that are here now in our county.
How hard is it for them to come forward even after,
very
in some
hard.
Cases, many years? And let's talk about the kids. They're the real victims, the most important part of this whole thing. Where do you begin to try to heal or put this thing back together?
There is good therapy, at least here in our county, luckily, and thank God. We have good therapeutic programs for specifically victims of sexual assault, rape, and sexual abuse. But they need intensive, long-term, and very specific therapy. But it takes unlike your caller said, it takes tremendous courage to come forward and talk about the horrific things that happened to you and face the blame of people like that, of why you didn't say anything, why you allowed it to happen to yourself, even though you were a child and this person had total power over you. And who's going to believe me? What do you think they're told by their perpetrator? No one's going to believe you. Look who I am. I'm like a god here. No one's going to believe you. You're nothing. Look, someone saw it happen to you. Nothing happened.
Joan, the pronouncement from the grand jury talks about him taking them to his home.
Yep.
And that there was a room in the basement where these kids would sleep in his home.
Yep.
The guy was married.
Yep.
Is married.
I know.
We haven't heard anything from
the wife.
Well, most married people, I think, would notice if their spouse was getting out of bed when they had a house guest routinely and leaving their bed. But I can't answer that.
No. But you see this all the time, don't you?
It's something we hear regularly. excuse me. But sometimes people choose to look the other way because it might threaten a lifestyle that they've grown very accustomed to. And I don't know what the specifics are in this case. But I know we need to focus on a mentality and a culture in our society that would put football and the resources of football ahead of little human beings.
You know, and I guess it's critical to find as many of the victims as possible from a standpoint of getting them help.
Getting them medical care and getting them mental health care. I work for the Pittsburgh Mercy Health System, which is Mercy Behavioral Health, and there are resources for people who need mental health care, but it's not a question of us finding them. It's a question of them deciding now is the time to reach out. But when they hear people call and say it was their fault, I don't think that's an encouragement to come out.
Well, we encourage people who have issues to call and make that call today. Joan, thank you, and continue the great work that you do.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Joan Mills on KDKA, and we'll be right back.